Thank you, Vasily, and thanks to WTO for organizing this dialogue and for inviting UNEP to this dialogue. As you know, one of the two agenda items for Rio Plus 20 was a green economy in the context of sustainable development and the poverty eradication. As far as green economy is concerned, UNEP has a positive view of the Rio Plus 20 outcome. We have a positive view. We see the bottle more than half full, so to speak. And there are at least three reasons for me to say so. First, the Rio outcome document, the Rio Plus 20 outcome document, for the first time in an international policy document, recognizes green economy as an important tool to deliver sustainable development. So the role of the green economy in delivering sustainable development is established in this document. Second, the document also states that those countries interested in implementing green economy policies should be supported. That's another significant statement in the document. And thirdly, the document requires the UN system as a whole to deliver support to interested governments, and the support covering a number of areas, including identifying key expertise that will be required for supporting governments to embark on green economy pathways, to provide toolboxes, toolkits, to provide models, good examples, to provide methodologies for assessing the progress on green economy, and to facilitate platforms where experience and knowledge can be shared. And that is why we feel that the outcome from the Rio Plus 20, as far as the green economy is concerned, is very positive. Now, the implications for UNEP in terms of follow-up, I would like to sketch out five areas. First, we will proceed with our major initiatives on partnerships. At the moment, we have already established a significant partnership with the World Bank, with OECD, with the Global Green Growth Institute, in the name of GGKP, Green Growth Knowledge Platform, which is to support cutting-edge research to provide knowledge information to interested governments. That's one major initiative already in operation. The second major partnership that has been developed over the last few months with a strong support from the government of the Republic of Korea is in the name of PAGE, P-A-G-E, Program of Action on Green Economy. This will have four components. One is to have high-level policy dialogues. The second is to support research in connection with the GGKP I mentioned. The third is to provide capacity building support. And the fourth is to deliver technical assistance, advisory services to interested governments. So this is another major initiative we expect to launch in the beginning of next year. And in addition to the Republic of Korea, we are also getting interest from other major donor countries. These are two examples of partnership initiatives. Second area for follow-up is in the area of indicators, measurement. And this includes not only the implementation of the so-called system of environmental economic accounting, SEEA, which was adopted by the UN Statistical Commission in February this year as an international statistical standard. We expect to work with the UN Statistical Division to apply this framework at the country level. In addition, we are going to proceed with the work on the so-called Inclusive Wealth Report or Inclusive Wealth Accounting in collaboration with the World Bank, because the World Bank has also been pursuing similar activities. And furthermore, we are working on the measurement of green economy performance in connection also with the larger theme of sustainable development goals. We expect to contribute to the international discourse on the formulation of SDGs. The third area to follow up from the UNEP side is the large area of fiscal reform. And here we are going to look at not only the reform of the so-called bad subsidies. Bessela mentioned that in the Rio document, the issue of fossil fuel subsidies and other subsidies were mentioned. Not only we're going to look at the so-called BESS subsidies, but also we are going to examine the role of good subsidies in supporting the taking off of the emerging green environmental goods and services sector. And by the way, on this, we are organizing an international seminar with the International Monetary Fund here in Geneva on the 3rd and the 4th of October on the issue of fiscal policy and the green economy. The fourth area, before the last, to follow up is in the area of sustainability reporting. There was a major breakthrough in the Rio outcome document on the requirement for sustainability reporting. UNEP is working with the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, to serve as a secretariat for the support of the so-called Group of Friends of Paragraph 47. Paragraph 47 is about the sustainability reporting. So we are working with a group of governments to advance this stream of work. Finally, the document, as I mentioned, the outcome document called the UN system as a whole to deliver coordinated support to interested governments. One of the possibilities for the UN, to deliver coordination and support is through the Interagency Environment Management Group, the EMG, which over the last few years delivered an interagency report on green economy released in December last year, which provided a UN system-wide, including WTO and the Bretton Woods institutions, including the whole system-wide perspective on inclusive green economy and covering common messages, including messages on how trade policies can be supportive to the implementation of an inclusive green economy. Thank you.